Hello, wonderful students of All Saints Secondary School Oyibo. My name is Jude Uzechi, your physics teacher. How are you doing? This afternoon, we are going to look at a very fascinating, a very interesting subject. I bet you, at the end of this lesson, you will never miss out. And the topic we are going to consider this afternoon is anomalous expansion of water. Anomalous expansion of water. Now, let me, expatiate. Let me tell you the meaning of the term anomalous. Anomalous means exceptional. It means unusual. It means irregular. Exceptional, unusual, irregular, expansion of water. Or exceptional or unusual, irregular behavior of water. Anomalous expansion of water can also mean anomalous behavior of water. Now let's proceed. It has been observed that water and few other substances do not continue to expand continuously with increase in temperature. For example, when ice at say negative 10 degrees Celsius, that is minus 10 degrees Celsius, is heated, it expands slightly until the temperature of 0 degrees Celsius. Thereafter, it melts into water at the same 0 degrees Celsius and begins to contract between 0 degrees Celsius to 4 degrees Celsius, which is exceptional and abnormal. You pay attention to the temperature range. I just mentioned 0 degrees Celsius to 4 degrees Celsius. What happens at this temperature range? Water contracts. Instead of expanding, it contracts between 0 degrees Celsius to 4 degrees Celsius. Do not forget that. That is abnormal and exceptional as well. It's unusual, it's irregular. Let's continue, because that's the right thing to do. Then from 4 degrees Celsius to 100, degrees Celsius, it expands. That's another temperature range. Look at it. 4 degrees Celsius to 100 degrees Celsius, it expands, behaving as a normal, normal liquid and most liquid. As the mass remains constant, while the volume decreases and gets to its minimum value at 4 degrees Celsius. Density is simply mass of a substance divided by volume of that substance. Now, the density of water increases and reaches its maximum value at 4 degrees Celsius. This behavior of water is said to be anomalous. Do you get that now? Now, let me explain this further. We know that most lipid, except water, expand uniformly over a moderated range of temperature when heated. Like I said earlier, when water is heated between 0 degrees Celsius and 4 degrees Celsius, something happened. What happens is this: it contracts, you know, instead of expanding over this temperature range, 0 degrees Celsius and 4 degrees Celsius, it contracts. As a result, there will be a decrease in volume, at the same time an increase in density. Now, as the water contracts, the volume of water decreases. Why is density does what? Increases. And the density, you know, of water attains its maximum value at 4 degrees Celsius. Meaning that the maximum density of water is at 4 degrees Celsius. Now let's continue. Also, like I said, between 4 degrees Celsius and 100 degrees Celsius, water behaves like all other liquids, and expands uniformly, which results in an increase in volume and a decrease in density. The behavior of water between 0 degrees Celsius and four degrees Celsius is termed anomalous or exceptional or unusual or irregular behavior of water. Now, let me retrace my point. If you look at, you know, you look at the temperature range, 0 degrees Celsius and 4 degrees Celsius, you agree with me that, you know, most liquid at this temperature range expand. But water does not expand at this temperature what? Range. What happens is this, that when water is heated between this temperature range, it contracts. Whereas other liquid, most liquid, expands, you know, between this temperature range. You get a point now. Now, let's look at what happens, you know, between 4 degrees Celsius and 100 degrees Celsius. We are looking at anomalous behavior of water or anomalous expansion of water. That is irregular behavior of water. Now, looking at, you know, looking at 4 degrees Celsius and 100 degrees Celsius, you will see that water behaves like all other lipids, you know, and expands uniformly. Meaning that between 4 degrees Celsius and 100 degrees Celsius, water expands uniformly, just like other lipids. But between 0 degrees Celsius and 4 degrees Celsius, it contracts. Whereas most liquid expand even within that temperature range. In summary, we are looking at two temperature ranges between 0 degrees Celsius and 4 degrees Celsius, and between 4 degrees Celsius and 100 degrees Celsius. Between these two temperature ranges, we now discover the irregular behavior of water. Meaning that liquids expanse between 0 degrees Celsius and 100 degrees Celsius. That what it means, exception of water, most liquid or even all liquids. So between 0 degrees Celsius and 4 degrees Celsius, water contracts when heated. Now between when the temperature now increases from 4 to 100, it expands, but from zero to four degrees Celsius, it contracts, indicating or telling us, about the unusual, the irregular behavior of water. That is why the topic is captioned "Anomalous Behavior of Water." The word anomalous means abnormal. When something is irregular, when something is not normal, when a certain characteristic is not normal, it is called anomalous. Anomalous. Now remove A from anomalous. You have what's called normalous. You get that now? Very fascinating. The moment you take A away from anomalous, you have what? Normalous. Now remove A and O-U-S. You now have what's called normal. The moment you introduce back A and O-U-S, you now have anomalous. You get that? Very interesting. So that is that. So in a nutshell, the behavior of water between 0 degrees Celsius and 4 degrees Celsius is termed anomalous, or exceptional, or unusual, or irregular behavior of water. So that brings, it marks the end of our lesson this very wonderful day. As usual, the note will now follow immediately. I will forward the notes to the platform, and you will get it. If you have any question, I know that I want to believe that the lesson is quite clear to you, and it's quite clear. If you have any question, bugging your mind, you are free to, write it down and, send it to the platform as well. And I will, give the question the urgent, attention it deserves. Do have a wonderful day ahead. Do not forget that you have to, keep maintaining social and physical distancing. And you have to stay safe, stay home. Together we can, we can defeat, this invisible enemy, this hydra-headed monster, called COVID-19. It's real. So do maintain personal hygiene as well. Keep washing your hands and follow the measures, stipulated by the respective agency, as far as nipping this COVID-19 in the bud is concerned. You are wonderful. You remain the best. You are champions. You are all three blazers. You are all pace setters. Together we can achieve what we want to achieve in all this time. Do have a wonderful day ahead, and remember this.